I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
131060, guys. Has your pet faked an illness or injury? Now, I would like to know from other pet owners out there, because I feel that my Great Dane, Minnie, has faked an injury of late. In fact, it lasted for 3 days and I was like, okay, on the fourth day, Sarah, if she hasn't come good, I'm going to have to take her to the vet. That's how good her fake was.
Okay? Not good enough to take her on the first or the second day?
No,
you're going to let that ride out like a use-by date?
Yes, I am. No. We had another big dog come over for a play and they just ran around for like pretty much the better part of an entire day. And
good story. This is amazing.
Can I just get to the crux? And look, sure. People are already calling, so
sure.
Shut up. And then that night she was limping. She was limping. You know, she was making little sounds like wincing. Like imagine that from a Great Dane. It was good. And then through the night she was suffering. And then anyway, as the days progressed, and then the kids
I think you're making out you're more sympathetic than you were, because you asked me if dogs can get fevers originally.
Well, that is still a query of mine.
It's not a question. I can't believe that you got a 4 and I got an OP7. Like any warm-blooded creature that can't regulate its own temperature can get a fever.
The kids got in on it.
Idiot.
They were giving her so much love and attention. They were just really taking, mollycoddling her, mollycoddling it. Sarah, you're so rude. Anyway, day 3, totally fine. No injury, nothing. She faked it. She faked
it. Maybe she just recovered from it. Like, I don't want to go out on a limb here.
Well,
maybe she wasn't faking. I don't believe that animals can fake injuries.
I think they can fake an injury. And can we just ask a caller?
Well, Katie's actually called through. Katie, does your pet fake injury?
My dog, Rambo, fakes injuries more than I can even count, to be honest.
See? Okay, so talk me through this,
Katie. Is he a boxer? Just tell me he's a boxer and I'll be happy with a name like
he's
Rambo.
He's a stuffy
cross-boxer. Yes.
Okay, so how does he fake an injury? And this is obviously a thing, isn't it? I haven't imagined this.
Oh, 100%. It's for attention. All for attention.
Okay.
The first time he did it, we were having a party. And he had woken up from a nap and seen that there was a bunch of people there. So he decided to start limping around like he had the worst ankle, the worst problem. I ended up wrapping his foot and everything. And then in the morning, he's just jumped off the bed perfectly fine.
Yes.
No problems whatsoever. But he wanted my attention for the whole night because I was hanging out with other people and he got it.
That's it.
I stayed with him.
Perfect, gosh. Katie. Perfect.
All right. Well, maybe there are other people out there who have pets that are like Meryl Streep and fake injuries.
I've been duped by my Dane.
So I'm yet to be convinced that animals do fake illness or injury. Hey, Matt from Ipswich, what have you got for us?
When we were kids, we had a couple of mini foxies. And, all of a sudden one day, one of them, she just started limping around the house and we thought she must have stood on something and had a splinter in her foot maybe. And, you know, we checked her over and, you know, done as you do, you take care of a injured animal, put her aside and, you know. And it went on for a couple of days and we thought, oh, it must be something serious going on because we couldn't find anything. So we took her to the vet. You know, he asked a few questions about, you know, the other dog and whatnot. And then he did the full check over and everything, you know, muscle testing, checked all the paws and everything,
yep.
and he couldn't find anything. And he said, in my professional opinion, it is of my belief that she's faked this injury to get more attention than the other dog.
And then said, and that'll be $110. See you later.
Yeah, that's right.
Enza from Caboolture. Good morning.
Hi, I used to have a goldfish that would turn itself upside down, float to the top, and stop swimming. And you sort of stare at it a while to figure out whether or not it was alive or dead, and whenever it felt like it, it would turn itself back over and keep on swimming through the rest of the tank. And then about 9 months or so later, when it finally did actually die. It was floating at the top of the tank for a good 3 days before I went, oh, maybe it is actually dead.
R.I.P. Goldie. See, Sarah, they do. They're so smart, these animals. They're smarter than you. Carla from Daisy Hill.
How's your dog going?
Yeah, great. Has your dog faked it?
Oh, my dog fakes it all the time. He actually pretends to be sick, so it's not an injury. He literally looks at you like he is about to die. These sad, sad eyes. Like, and it is absolutely just for attention. He just wants you to come and rub his tummy and see if he's okay.
Lise does that when she wants food. I just heard her stomach go then. If you give your dog a treat, will he perk up?
Absolutely, because when he doesn't actually realise you're looking at him, he's running around the backyard with his sibling, chasing the ball. And when you come outside, head down, eyes down.
That's it. I mean, Carla,
between his legs.
Carla, my Great Dane Minnie, even the boys brought her a cup of water and she was laying down on the lounge and she lapped up the water from the cup. Like, that's how dramatic it was. I was like, this is insanity. I believe it, Sarah.
Yeah,
I believe it.
The paw up on the leg.
Yes.
Slowly raises his head and looks you in the eyes as if to say, this is my last breath.
Oh, goodness. Is there an Oscars for dogs?
I'm just so glad I didn't waste my money.
He would win, hands down.
I did not waste my money on the vet, and that's the reason. They fake injury.
All right. I've learnt something new from you, Lise, which is surprising.
This weekend, you're listening to Those Two Girls.
So she said, yes, she's on the radio. And I was like, shut up, Mum. Yes, I am on the radio. Hit 105, 7 till 9 Saturdays.
Those Two Girls.
Sarah.
Hi.
Used by dates. Hard and fast rule or merely a suggestion? What are your thoughts?
Hard and fast rule.
How did I know you were going to say that?
How did I know you would say otherwise? What do you mean? Like, there's a difference. There's best before, which is it's best if you eat this before, but you probably could go over. Then there's used by, which is you throw it out when the date is done.
No, see, I think you're missing out by doing that.
On what? Like a staph infection or something?
No.
Gastro?
No. I use, for me, they're all just suggestions.
No.
If they're unopened and in a refrigerated environment,
no.
We live in a first world. I reckon anything's good. You use
the good thing about a first world is that scientists put things on the food, like use by.
Sarah, I use my nose. Okay, so I bought yogurts the other day, right? You know those really good little pots of thick and creamy. It's got like a navy blue pot. They're usually $2 a pop. Okay,
yeah, I'm guessing they had a big discounted sticker, like 50. Cents or something.
69 cents I got them for. Mm. Now, supermarkets can't sell them if they're off. So I bought them and I thought, this is like Russian roulette. This is fabulous because it was the caramelized fig flavour. So I bought them. I gave them to Maxie to try.
Oh, so you didn't eat them yourself.
My three-year-old did the taste testing.
So I'm guessing they were discounted because they were due to be eaten that day.
Well, yes. And so I sniffed and they were beautiful, beautiful. I also have to say, okay, this is how
so
I live my life.
So do you still drink milk if it is, like, let's say, what's today? The 18th of November. So if you've got milk that went off on the 17th of
100%.
November,
will
you still
coffee.
Drink it on the 18th?
Totally. If it doesn't smell off. But if it doesn't smell off, why would you waste it?
Because
waste not, want not,
because
Sarah.
I trust what the professionals have
but
stamped on the bottle.
But you can smell it when it's off. I wouldn't go near it. You know, even if something looks a bit weird, you just don't go. But
I bet
why?
You're just whacking it in there when there are lumps of curdle and everything
not.
In there too.
I am not. I will have you know that I have not vomited in 11 years. And do you know why that is? I don't get tummy bugs. I don't get
you
stomach.
You get sick all the time. What are you talking about?
That's got nothing to do with
used
by date.
Yeah, it's your throat probably reacting to all the off food that you're eating.
God. I want to ask our listeners on 13 10 60, used by dates, guys, are you with me on this one? Is it just a guide for the love of cheap food?
And that's Lisa's word, cheap.
13, 10, 60. I want to know, guys.
Buy one that's in date. No, I'm sensible.
Kylie from Bow Desert. What are your thoughts on used by dates?
Morning, ladies. Used by dates. Yeah, throw them out the window. I've actually had milk before. in date, just bought it, poured it in, and it curdled.
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't drink that, Kylie. I'm not suggesting drink
it was
that.
Still, yeah, but it was still in date. So, it said I could still drink it, and it curdled on me. So I use my nose every time.
Thank you. Yes.
It still smells good.
You are a salt of the earth woman, and this is what I like.
They've also got a typo here where it says you're from Bad Desert, which I'm just going to leave it there. All right, Sean from Murrumba Downs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Use
how are we?
By, good. Use by or best before? Chuck it or eat it?
I personally chuck it. I've been a chef for over 11 years and it's not something I'd highly recommend. I definitely wouldn't go feeding off stuff to my children.
Sean, I can sense...
So you've got standards, Sean. That's nice.
I can sense a bit of judgment. I would never give it to my children.
You did. You just said you bought thick and creamy yogurt that you fed to Maxie.
On.
You didn't even eat it. You gave it to your four-year-old.
Guys, I licked the lid of the thick and creamy yogurt. It was not tangy. It was not zingy. It didn't smell off, Sean. And it was like, what? It was on the date. It was the date.
It's a dairy product, though, at the end of the day.
But it's living in my refrigerator. It's a controlled environment. It was 69 cents.
She's an idiot, isn't she, Sean?
But if you come to my restaurant and I served you 4-day-old anything, would you be impressed?
No, if it was 69 cents, she would.
But Mom, I'm not. My kids aren't paying me to feed them.
Oh, good grief.
Audrey from Pimpama.
Audrey, help me. Help me.
Okay. All right. Just stop. No, do not eat anything that's curdled. Don't eat anything that's on its expiry legs. That's just so bad because you can get gastro, you can get anything from
it. Never had it. Never had. I wouldn't eat anything curdled, Audrey. Yuck. I wouldn't do that. But there are, you can't tell me, Audrey, that you have not ever come across a product that says, oh, best before today. And it looks, it's perfectly fine.
Best before,
no,
I feel,
I'm
is
the
a
most
guideline.
Fussiest person. No. What about your sour cream and like your
it's
cream?
It's even sourer. It's better.
The next day? So, like, if you open it for tacos that night, will you chuck it the next day? Will you keep
it? Oh, yes. No. I 100%. If it's that day, it's expired on that day, but it's never been opened, I'll use it, but then I'll chuck it. It's not going to live on in my fridge. No way.
If you bought it from Woolworths today and you used it tonight, would you chuck it tomorrow?
Yes, I would. But okay, I'd still use it tonight.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
look,
right.
I feel like I'm the winner here.
Oh, whatever,
everyone,
Sarah.
Everyone knows that best before is okay. Use by, bin it.
I'm just going to say we've got a caller, Jess, who's called through that works at a chicken place at Records. You can just wash everything off after the expiry date and it's good to go. So I think that's where we're at.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I buy a little pot of porridge from the servo.
A little pot of porridge.
Anyway.
Those Two Girls.
So, Lise, with all these thousands of teenagers heading to the Gold Coast for Schoolies Week, we thought we'd put it to author and teen expert Rebecca Sparrow to maybe provide some insights as to her top tips for the kids down at Schoolies.
Perfect. We love Beck. Hi, Beck. How are you?
Hi, girls. How are you?
Good.
Great.
What can you tell us, Beck? You're at the forefront of what teenage boys and girls are thinking.
So I think the first tip I'd say is friends, don't let friends perm their hair. No, hang on, that was the 80s. So, no. talking schoolies. Okay. So the first tip I would say for Schoolies Week, and this is the big one, I think it's probably one of the most important, is don't behave like a predator.
Okay, and that's intense. What do you mean by that?
Okay, and I'm not just talking to teenage boys. I'm talking to teenage boys and teenage girls. And in other words, Sarah, don't be a jerk. If someone is under the influence of drugs or alcohol, if they're asleep or passed out, or if they're in a situation where they feel threatened or there's a power imbalance, they are unable to give their consent. So don't be the type of person who takes a photo and uploads it or harasses someone or something like that, because, well, either you're going to be breaking the law or you're going to be morally bankrupt.
Okay.
So don't make fun of another person for your own amusement. That's my first one.
Okay.
Next one, trust your instincts. Mm. Now, the world is loud and busy, and I think for all of us it can be really difficult to sort of tune into that whatever you call it, gut instinct, inner voice, intuition. But we've all had those moments where you meet someone for the first time and they absolutely give you the creeps.
Yes.
Or you're walking into a party or you're walking down a road and you get that bad vibe. And I would say, listen to that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you're wrong or if you feel like you're overreacting, you're always better to be safe than sorry.
Yes, true.
Third one. Again, this is a big one. Understand the impact that drugs and alcohol have on your judgment. So when you are drunk, when you've like been binge drinking, which, you know, a lot of the teens are going, let's be honest, going to be doing, your gut instinct is at an all-time low. So when you're really hammered or you're high, you trust people you wouldn't usually trust. You agree to things you wouldn't usually agree to. You go places you wouldn't usually go. So I think before you head out on your night out, you must remember the impact that drinking has on your judgment and on your instincts. And what goes along with that is stick with your friends. Keep an eye on each other and nobody gets left behind.
Beck, I remember when I was at schoolies, we had sort of like, well, it wasn't even a pact. It was unspoken, but I always had that one friend with me and we went together everywhere. Even if the rest of the group disbanded, I was always with that one friend. I'm guessing that still lives on today.
Look, I would hope so, Liz. And I think that that idea is so important.
I think that they're all great tips for schoolies and in life in general.
I mean, the thing is, they're there to have a great time. They will have a great time. They deserve to let loose this week. And there's, you know, there's so much in place. The Red Frogs are there to help out. I think it's a safer environment than it was 20, 25 years ago.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah,
I think it's way safer now than maybe when we all went on schoolies. And the last thing I would say is for teenagers to think to themselves, you be the hero in the room. You know, particularly I would say this for teenage boys is when you see a girl that's passed out, don't be the person pulling her pants down. Be the person who's pulling her hair back while she vomits into the toilet.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Well, have fun, kids.
Yeah. Wow.
On that note of vomiting into toilets.
Also sage advice for our Christmas party tonight, Liz.
I'll be your friend, Sarah. It's okay. I won't take a photo of you.
I can't vomit into toilets.
Thanks,
all right,
Beck.
Thanks, Beck.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye. This
weekend, you're listening to Those Two Girls. I would want to be married to me.
And that's what I love about you. You're so humble.
Those Two Girls.
Please, I want to talk to you about what I've been putting up with on the family front.
Oh, I love these past stories. Your family's nuts.
So I'm feeling a bit victimised. Last Saturday, I took my girls to see The Wizard of Oz, which was fabulous. And afterwards, we were talking about who our favourite characters were in the show. And my eldest daughter said hers was Glinda the Good Witch, of course, full of glitter. And I said, I think mine's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Mm.
And she paused and looked at me and said, is it because you look like her?
Yes. I love her even more now.
Right. Okay. Then this past week, you and I have been in a national campaign for Price Attack.
Yes.
So we're in stores and catalogues, right?
Mugs are everywhere.
Mugs are everywhere. So I showed my husband, Wills, and he said, that's wonderful. Well done. They said, Lee's looks like Lee's, but you look like a bit of a dork. I said, thank you. That's in stores around the country. Really appreciate it.
Why did he think you looked like a door?
I don't know, because I didn't wear my hair normally that way or something. I don't know. And then, speaking of hair, Mum and Dad were over last night. Mum walks in straight away. For people who don't know, I cut all my hair off from shoulder length to pixie cut, so it's very short. And Mum, first thing, are you sick of your short hair yet? And I said, no, I'm liking it. She said, I am. And I said, Mum, it looks really good when it's done. And she said, does it?
Oh, so passive-aggressive.
So passive-aggressive.
All of them. What do you feed them?
I don't know. I feel like this is why I'm a resilient character, because basically my family are like polite trolls.
That's why you don't get affected by online commentary.
I don't.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
Just wondering, like, I don't think I'm alone here. So do you have a loving but passive-aggressive family?
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. I want to hear the doozies that your relos have
thrown your way.
Thrown your way. I mean, it cracks me up.
Oh,
I do love it.
It is funny. I mean, it's funny to be on the, not to be, like, for me, it's funny for me.
What about your family? Is it an Aussie thing? Like, do the Frenchies do it?
I don't know. My parents don't, but my parents, like, go over the top in the other direction, and that's also annoying.
Like how?
Like, just, you know, I could just be waking up from a nap and looking completely dishevelled and wearing, like, filthy stained pyjamas, and Mum will be like, it's understated. It's chic.
No, do it in French.
It's chic. I like it. It's natural. Tu es naturel aujourd'hui. C'est magnifique. C'est parfait. You're perfect the way you are. I like it. It's bedhead. It's hot. It's chic.
Do you think that explains your ego and why I'm more down
up.
To earth?
It doesn't, because I'm aware that they go over the top the other way. It's not helpful to my life. Becky from Upper Coomera, do you have passive-aggressive people in your life?
Yeah, my sisters.
Okay, what did they hit you with? What do they say to you that sort of that, but they actually mean something else essentially, yes. Right?
No, me and my sister were having an argument one day, just going fully crazy at it, and she ended up throwing my nephew in my face, and that set me off, and I ended up telling her, because she's my stepsister, that she wasn't my blood.
So oh, wow. It
didn't really matter. That sounds more aggressive.
I think you've missed the passive part of this, Becky.
Aggressive? Oh, well, we're fine now. She's my favourite sister, and we love each other very much, and she is now adopted by my dad, so we are fully sisters now, but wow. Yeah.
We got more than we bargained for with Becky. Thanks, Becky.
Dave from Everton Park. Tell us if you know what passive-aggressive means and if you've if you've got a family example.
Well, I think my mum knows what passive-aggressive means because I have this habit of, so I live at home and whenever...
Do you? How old are you?
I'm 25.
See, he meant 28. He's
37.
See, that was passive-aggressive. Keep going,
wow,
Dave.
Okay. I feel like I'm getting a bit of passive-aggressive roasting right now. Thanks.
Yep.
So whenever I am getting, you know, dressed and I'm about to go out, go out for the evening, my mum has this habit of just looking at me just as I'm about to leave, go out the door, and she says, oh, is that what you're wearing?
Oh, and then, it's the classic.
That's the worst.
It's the classic, is that what
and
you're wearing?
And then do you go and change? Because I would. I couldn't handle my mum's disappointment.
Oh, Sarah.
I'd go and change.
Now he goes off. He's a man about town. That's what Dave is. That's who he is. Thanks, Dave. That was perfect. That's how the French say perfect.
Perfect. And now we are finito.
That's Italian.
This weekend, you're listening to Those Two Girls.
Do it.
That's it from us.
Okay. All right. I need some coffee myself.
Those Two Girls.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Oh, I live for this part of the show when we take your calls on 13 10 60 to hear what has triggered you this week. The little things that have just irked you.
Yeah.
They've peeved you off no end, Lise.
Well, I'll tell you something that's annoyed me this week, Sarah. When you go into a shop to purchase something and they... Now it's just instinctive. They ask you for your email address. They ask you for your
yes.
date of birth, your full name. I know what they're doing. They're putting me on their filthy little database. And then they make me feel like I'm like nasty for saying, no, thanks. No, I'm good.
Yes.
It's very militant.
Triggered.
It's hard to say no because then they do look at you.
They do.
With
they're
sad
trained
little eyes.
To look like that's in their staff training. Oh, what about you?
Well, in preparation for our Christmas party tonight, I have fake tanned laboriously yesterday for the first time in, I don't know, maybe 2 years, okay?
You're half a shade darker.
And
it
I got into work this morning and everyone said, I thought you said you fake tanned yesterday.
Triggered.
Can I add to that triggered for you? It's also raining, so you might look a little bit muddy.
I know. I went into Myer yesterday and bought some of Jennifer Hawkins' J Bronze glitter, and I think I'm just going to look like wet paint.
I still thought you were joking up until this minute. You actually did put fake tan on.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, that
so
hurts
good.
My soul.
Triggered.
All right, we're talking about the little things that have irritated you during the week. Savannah from Slacks Creek, take it away.
Hey.
Hello.
So, okay, I'm driving behind like this absolute beast of a car. Yeah. And I'm like, it's raining. Like, you can't slow down, like, very quickly because your tyres are going to, like, you know, you're going to spin out. I'm behind this car and, like, they're going into, like, the smallest driveway and they go in the driveway 2 kilometres an hour.
Triggered.
I'm absolutely triggered. I'm absolutely done. I'm done.
I feel you. I hate it when people I turn into my driveway so fast, like a flash, Sarah. That's how you do it. Shana.
I feel like Savannah was me yesterday. You know when people basically stop to go over a speed bump?
Yeah, that's annoying.
That's also annoying.
Shana from Rochdale, how are you? What's triggered you?
Oh, I'm mad.
Okay, talk us through.
I was meant to have date night with my partner last night and he ditched me. Well, he didn't ditch me. He forgot and was at Beers with the Boys.
At Beers with the Boys. And where were you, Shana?
Sitting at dinner by myself.
Oh, you'd actually gone out.
Yeah, how rude.
Oh, my God. Have you dumped him?
Oh, nah. He's at home. He got a mouthful, so... He knows he's in the doghouse.
All right. Well, Brendan from Holland Park West, what's triggered you, mate?
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm pretty dirty at the moment because I hear everyone talking about how much they're looking forward to their Christmas party.
Woo!
And my workplace is not throwing a Christmas party this year.
Triggered.
Budget cuts.
What are you getting?
We get hampers and gift cards this year instead of a party.
That's rubbish.
That's a joke.
That is a joke.
That's why I'm so excited to go out tonight because I haven't been to a proper one since 2006 and every year where I worked previously, they just do like a little tiny team lunch.
Oh, they're boring.
Boring. Boring.
Brendan, we feel your pain. Peter from Shaler Park, round us home. I don't even know if that's a thing. What? Bring it home. Bring it home for
right
us.
Ride it home. Round us home.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm sick of supermarkets making me do their work for them so they can make more profit.
The self-serve.
What are you going in night, Phil, Peter? And they're not.
No, he's talking about
self-serve. No, it's self-serve checkouts when they won't open one for them to do it for you so they make money by them not having to pack it.
Those things are really annoying.
Everyone
I go to is like, please remove the bag from the bagging area. Please wait for an attendant. And you're just like, oh, God's sake.
Yes.
Should have just gone through the 12 items or less with my 360 items. It would have been quicker.
See, Peter, we feel your pain and we are also triggered by that. Well done. Oh, what happened?
Scotty.
Triggered.
Fire him.
Get rid of him. Yeah. Can't
All right, well, we are getting ready for our knees up tonight.
Oh,
Sarah,
yeah.
Are you going to apply another layer of fake tan or 12?
I think I will. I've got that lovely chemical fake tan smell, which is so attractive. You're right?
Oh, my God. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.